You're listening to Eureka on Monocle 24 with me, Daniel Bage, host of The Entrepreneurs. Richard Berger, Martin Obers, and Dirk De Bruyne are founders of Swapfeets, a full-service subscription bike company aimed at making traveling the city on two wheels hassle-free. The three founders met at the University of Technology in Delft and launched the company in 2014. They started out with a few dozen used bicycles and in 2016 began manufacturing their own bikes. For a monthly fee, Swapfeets will always make sure you have a bike, with repairs and insurance covered in the cost. The service now includes e-bikes and e-scooters, with rental options in cities across the Netherlands, Denmark, Germany, and Belgium, and in major European centers including Milan, Vienna, Barcelona, Paris, and London. For those who don't own a bike but want something more than the rent-by-the-hour city bike schemes, Swapfeets is proving an incredibly popular option. Here now is Richard with the story of Swapfeets.
Swapfeets is actually founded indeed in 2014. Back in that time, I was still studying marine technology at the Technical University of Delft, so that's a whole different study than being an entrepreneur. But that's where I also worked together with Martijn and Dirk already on several projects that has nothing to do really with bikes. But we were discussing every day about different kind of topics. And at a certain point in time, we talked about the topic of owning a bike and using a bike. And while owning a bike, in many cases, provides a lot of hassle. You need to buy it, you need to sell it, you need to maintain it, you need to walk to the repair store and stuff like that. We thought, how could we take that hassle away and just for you as the user, use it from going to A to B without the hassle? And providing a subscription or a bicycle as a subscription would be the best solution for that. So you only have the benefits from going from A to B and let us take care of all the hassle. And that's actually how the idea started. And that's also because we got a lot of energy from it and we thought, this is really, why doesn't this already exist? We decided, hey, let's move into it and start a business. Yeah, so the concept in the end is actually quite simple. So for a fixed monthly fee, you will receive a bike from us and you can use the bike as you are used or as you want to. You have your own key, so you park it where you want it. And it's your own bike, set to your own desires, your own height. If the bike has a defect or you cannot use it anymore because it's stolen, then you will receive a new bike from us and that's included in the fixed monthly fee. So we can come at your place if you like to, or you can visit one of our stores and then we change or swap the bike for a new working one if that's needed. And that's all included in the monthly fee. So it also has a theft insurance and stuff like a flat tire is all included in the fixed monthly fee. So that makes sure that you only have the benefit from moving from A to B instead of also the hassle, the responsibility of taking care of all the repairs and stuff. I think first of all, it's very exciting to see that biking is becoming increasingly popular in the cities. That's of course also part of our motivation to expand further into Europe. And I believe that there will be room for multiple modes of bike offerings. Some people prefer sharing as their way to fit their needs. And maybe also people still want to own a bike because they like it. But we believe that providing a bicycle subscription really brings you only the benefits from using a bike while you're having your own bike instead of the hassle around it. So I think really that there will be room in the market for multiple modes. But in the end, also, the customer decides what would be their preferred way. So yeah, we're going pretty good on that one still, but the customer decides. Yeah, so we started in the city of Delft, the University City of Delft, and we soon grew towards several cities in the Netherlands. And afterwards, indeed, we grew to Belgium, Germany, and Denmark. And we are now live in 55 cities in those four countries. And now also expanding to Italy, France, and the UK with Milan, Paris, and London. That's, of course, every country is different there. And in many cases, the Dutch are very famous for being a cyclist nation, but also we operate mainly in cities. And we saw that in Europe, you have many other cycling cities. So we made an extensive analysis and then say, hey, well, these cities also provide an opportunity for us to provide our service. And in many cases, it's received very positive. And I also believe, yeah, why not? Because cycling in the end is a very positive thing. You're outdoor, you're being healthy, and you really provide a solution to cities to become more livable, to the cars that are being removed from the streets, making place for cycling streets. In the end, most of the time, we are welcomed, very positive. The COVID situation really was, of course, totally unexpected, but for us, it really proved, we see it more as a catalyst for our growth. We already saw an increase of bike usage in the cities. It was becoming more and more popular, but Corona really provided more as a catalyst for growth. So for example, in the city of Brussels, we grew almost 60% during the lockdown. Now we're in the end, what you say, people moving away from public transport, but also municipalities and cities investing in biking infrastructure so that biking becomes increasingly popular. That was really beneficial for our concept, for sure. But it's, how do you say, more like tailwind, as I can say it, that provided and accelerated our growth. In some cities, we have very good contact with the local authorities. And I think a good example is in one city in the Netherlands, where we collaborated in schools to provide them transport in the COVID situation. But in many cases, we move to cities where there's a good infrastructure, and maybe it's different with respect to, for example, sharing companies. I think those companies really need to have a good collaboration, and we also want to have a good collaboration, but we don't really make use of the public space in the sense that we don't leave the bicycles unauthorized on the street. So if you see a Swapfiets on the street, it's always connected to a paying customer. And in that sense, we don't, I say, park unused bicycles on the streets. That's maybe different from the sharing concept. But yeah, for sure, we like to build up in the cities where we are, build up a good connection with the local authorities to see where we can help each other, in the sense that we try to find livable cities through, well, micro-mobility. And from the cities, we actually need safe infrastructure for our customers. It's really our mission to provide livable cities through micromobility membership. And micromobility is more than just bikes. What we also recognize is that we to really provide a good solution in all cities, especially in the larger cities, you also need range. And bicycles can have a large range, but if you also want to do it in a comfortable way or even larger range, you also need e-mobility solutions. That motivated us also to look into other modes than just bikes, and e-scooters or e-mopeds, for example, are a good solution for that. So we are piloting with kick scooters in Berlin and Copenhagen and some other cities as well, and also with the e-mopeds in Berlin itself, though the larger part of our operation is still bikes and e-bikes. But of course, we are looking into other e-mobility solutions to be even a better solution for all people we would serve us in the city. What will happen in terms of the variety of modes that there are, I believe that we are operating in between the pay-per-use completely sharing and the ownership model. We are really in the middle with our membership and really, you know, accelerating the possession to use economy in that sense. And for sure, different cities will have different modes. Look, for example, in the geography, like Italy or larger cities, they need different modes. And also maybe sharing or ownership will remain in those cities. I think there will be multiple modes will be remain existing in those cities. We believe that the membership model provides the best solution for it, and that's where we're focusing on. But in the end, yeah, the customer decides, so let's see where that's going. We want to keep focusing on the micro-mobility part, which means for now biking, kick scooters and e-scooters, mopeds, and we'll see what the future will bring if there are new innovations coming.
Richard Berger, co-founder of SwampFeeds. You can learn more at swampfeeds.com. And keep an eye out for SwampFeeds bikes with their unique blue tires. My thanks to Richard and to Julia Webster Ayuso, who conducted the interview. This show was mixed and edited by Christy Evans. I'm Daniel Bache. Thank you so much for listening, and goodbye.